It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll hear our story in a minute after Fibber and Molly warm up a bit.
You know, McGee, taking off your shoes is one of the best feelings in the world, next to coming home.
Yeah.
Bet most of us don't think about coming home at all until we think about how we'd feel if we couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go along month after month paying rent on your apartment or paying off the mortgage on your home with never a thought to what might happen if you...
Now, hold on there, kiddo. Wait a minute. Just remember, there is one way to make sure your home stays your home, and that's with a Prudential Mortgage Cancellation Plan.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, with this plan included in your insurance program, you don't have to worry about keeping a roof over your family's head. The Prudential Insurance Company guarantees the money to pay off the mortgage on your home, even if Dad dies unexpectedly before it's all paid.
Oh, McGee, that's wonderful. How much does it cost?
For most families, the yearly cost is less than 1% of the amount you borrowed.
I think the Prudential's Home Protection Plan is a wonderful idea. And if you think so, too, call your Prudential agent and let him tell you about the Mortgage Cancellation Plan, or, if you live in an apartment, Prudential's Rent Payment Plan.
Take care of it soon, huh?
The group assembled in the McGee living room right now consists of Mr. and Mrs. McGee, their next-door neighbor Lester Nelson, and Dr. Gamble.
And I tell you, Doctor, until you hear Lester whistle, you haven't heard a thing. It's simply beautiful.
Oh, Mrs. McGee.
No kidding. I love a good whistler, Les, but I didn't know you could...
He's fabulous, Doc, just fabulous. I'm telling you, when I and Les get back from that audition today, this kid is made.
Victory Records, Doctor.
Oh?
Friend of McGee's made an appointment for them today at Victory Records.
I'm going to be Les's manager, Doc. Mm-hmm. Handle all the petty details, like where to send the $1 million and stuff like that there. Why, when I sit down with Oscar Harris, the head man at Victory Records...
Well, hey, let's hear some of this fabulous whistling. Come on, Les, give us a sample.
Well...
It's okay, Les. Go ahead. You can whistle a little for him. Go on. Whistle that one I like, that Nola.
Well, okay.
Great Scott, is that coming out of him?
Isn't that great?
Give him some of them fancy archipelagos, boy. That's it. Okay, cut. No more free samples, Doc. From now on, you'll have to plunk down a buck at your favorite record shop to hear this kid whistle, just like his millions of other fans across the country.
Gee, you're great, Les. It's wonderful.
Yep. Well, we better get on downtown, Les. Well, we'll see you later, Molly. Doc, come on, gold mine. Let's go. And he's sensational, that's what this kid is, Mr. Harris. He's fabulous.
Yeah, so I heard.
Yeah? Who told you?
You did, about 15 times. Now, where is this boy genius?
He's out in the waiting room, waiting. I handle all his petty details like contracts and money and stuff.
Well, we'll see how good he is. If he was a singer now, I'd say no, but we're always interested in something new in the record business.
In showbiz, sure.
We'll set him up for an audition at 2 o'clock and we'll cut one and see what he's got.
2 o'clock? Well, that don't give him much time to rehearse. I'm afraid that's impossible.
That's all we have open.
Well, then again, this kid's a pretty fast study, and anyway, he's got a lot of other commitments. Okay, we'll take it.
Studio 5. Here's your music.
Music?
Well, he reads, don't he?
Oh, sure, like a native. Which one of these songs do you want him to do?
Any one of these three is okay. You pick it.
Well, we'll take this one. The one with the notes with the little tails on them.
Ora staccato?
Yeah, that one. That's a dandy. Now, thanks again, Mr. Harris.
And you see that he's here on time, huh? Because our musicians are union. They start getting paid as soon as they all hung up their coats and finish bumming cigarettes from each other.
Okay, we'll be there. Goodbye, and thanks. Ooh, that guy's rough.
Well, Mr. McGee, how do we make out?
Pushover, Les. Pushover. Like putty in my hands. We audition in an hour. I arrange the time for our own convenience so as we can get through early.
Gee, it's sure swell to have the confident executive-type manager like you are handling my career.
Oh, well.
What's that under your arm? That piece of paper there with all the funny little notes with the little tails on them.
I was afraid of that. Wait here. I gotta make a phone call. I'll be right out. Don't go away. Lucky I know what to do when I get in a bind. Just pick up the phone and call. Hello, Molly? Look, Molly, I'm in trouble. Grab your hat and come down here right away, will you? Yeah, Les records at 2 o'clock, see, huh? Well, the guy asked me if Les could read music, and I didn't want him to sound like an amateur, so I said, sure. Now I find out he don't know any more about it than I do. Yeah, you'll have to take the sheet music and teach him the part. Yeah, it's called the Horse's Staccato. Yeah, that's what he's going to whistle, so hurry down here and teach it to him.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute. Winning the Cold War struggle for men's minds, winning it for peace and freedom, is the major task of our time. It's vital to our families and to ourselves. You can do your part to help your country and the free world by giving Radio Free Europe your vigorous support. Radio Free Europe is the independently operated, American-managed network that broadcasts programs of truth and hope across the Iron Curtain. These programs reach millions of eager listeners in the Kremlin's own backyard, the Soviet enslaved satellite nations of Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Romania, and Bulgaria. They give these people straight news, fresh hope, new strength to resist communist oppression. They expose red lies about America and the free world. Support Radio Free Europe. Strengthen its power for peace and freedom. Do it with your truth dollars. Mail them, as many as you can afford, to Crusade for Freedom, care of your local postmaster.
Fine, Lester, fine. Now let's run through it once more, from the top.
Okay, Ms. McGee. Gee, you're sure nice to come down here and teach this thing to me, because
well, we're lucky we found an empty studio with a piano in it. You want me to give you the note again?
Well, I think I got it. Let me see.
That's it. Good. Good.
How's he doing, Molly? How's he... Hey, that sounds great, Les.
Thanks, Mr. McGee. We sure...
Believe me, it wasn't easy, McGee. Why you chose this particular number, I don't know.
Oh, don't worry about it, kiddo. I got it changed.
You what?
Yep. You said the Horse's Staccato was hard to learn, so I went into Oscar Harris and I switched the number. Yep. We're going to do this one, the overture from Carmen. He's got the band working on it now.
What? Well, why in the world didn't...
It's a lot shorter, Molly, and besides, there aren't so many notes with tails on them, you see? Harris beefed about changing the number, but I'm Les's manager and
by... Oh, for heaven's sake, go find the comic books. Give me that music.
Here. Oh, well, thanks, kiddo. Les whistles the violin part. We still got 15 minutes before he records, so make him get it down perfect. You can do it.
Go sit down someplace, will you?
I can't sit down. I got too much to do. As Les's manager, I'm looking after every single detail. Personal. I'll go see how the band is making out with their rehearsal.
Good, fine.
Better check the mics, see if the acousticals are okay. Boy, there's a million things to worry about when you're a manager. Harris said Studio 5. That ought to be along here. Scene number 1, 2. Sure, good thing I'm on top of all these details, because Les don't... Oh, here we are. What the heck is... 10 minutes till recording time and them guys... Hey! Hey, fellas, break it up! Cut out the jam session! Let's get the overture to Carmen out and practice up on her.
McGee, out!
Oh, hi, Mr. Harris. Hey, quit shoving me. Hey,
come
cut
on.
It up.
Out! Get out of here! Of all the stupid...
Now,
notes.
Just a darn minute, Harris. I'm Les Nelson's personal manager. And by George, I'm going to see that everything is done right before he cuts that record. And if that band don't know the number, they'll ruin it for my boy. And by George, if you're going to sit there and let them musicians run a jam session when they ought to be practicing the Carmen Overture like my boy is doing...
McGee.
Huh?
I told you we'd cut Nelson's record in Studio 5, remember?
Certainly. That's why I'm... Oh, that's Studio 4 there, huh? Yeah. A little nervous, I guess. I'm sorry.
You should be. You just ruined a perfect recording. Of all the stupid, fumble-headed, idiotic stunts...
Well, I'm glad there's no hard feelings. I'll go see how my boy's making out. About 5 minutes, huh? We'll be ready, and I'll check the mics and stuff.
Okay, we're all set. You come right down this way, Nelson, right over here.
Yes, sir.
Over there, Les.
You and the boys ready, Harry? Carmen Overture?
All set, Oscar. Now, Kimmy, on that trumpet part, I want it bright.
Now, we'll run through it once with the band, Nelson, and we'll cut it. Here, this is your mic over here.
That's your mic, Les. I'll adjust it for you, sir.
Don't touch it!
Okay, okay. Oh, boy, what a sock puss.
Oh, Mrs. McGee, you can sit over here.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. McGee insisted I come in, but if I'm in the way, just say so.
No, 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 you're fine. We often have visitors during auditions. You're okay.
Thank you. I'll be quiet.
Now, if you will come with me, Mr. McGee, I will show you to the manager's booth, the special manager's booth.
Oh? Gee.
Unless, of course, that is, you'd rather sit out here where the ordinary visitors sit and...
Oh, no, no, no. I guess the manager ought to be in a manager's booth if he's going to manage. And if you got a manager's booth for us managers, well, who am I to break tradition?
That's what I figured. This way, please.
See you later, Molly. Well, good luck, Les.
Thank you, Mr. McGee.
Goodness, a manager's booth. Fix your tie, dearie.
It's just outside here, Mr. McGee. Here we are. You just stepped through this door.
Well, thank you, Mr. Harris. I sure appreciate the kind of treatment you... Hey, wait a minute. Hey, this is a closet.
Hey! Hey, hurry out of here! Come on, let's get
down. Hey! Now for a nice, peaceful audition.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
How much difference can a shampoo make in the appearance of your hair? You'll find out after your first sudsing with Dial shampoo. Because this new shampoo gives your hair that diamond sparkle look, a bright, shiny look you'll love. And with Dial shampoo, you get loads of creamy, rich, lanolated lather, too. It leaves every strand of your hair ever so soft, ever so easy to manage, even right after shampooing. Once you try new Dial shampoo, you'll know how true this little song is.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo.
Look for Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle at your favorite store.
And look at this, Mr. McGee. Mr. Harris liked my whistling so much he gave me $100 advance. Look at that, $100.
Oh, he did he?
Isn't that wonderful? Here he comes now, McGee. Said he wanted to talk to you about a contract for Lester.
Oh, a contract, eh? Well, I'll be happy to talk to Mr. Harris about a contract.
Good, good. Come on in my office here, Fib, old man.
Mr. McGee to you, Harris. You and Les better go home, Molly. I may be here for days, because I'm going to fracture this guy.
Oh, now, Fib, Mr. McGee.
I'll see you later, Molly. Les, good night. Now, you look at here, Harris.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed featuring Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Les Nelson is played by Robert Easton. Oscar Harris by Larry Dobkin. And the orchestra leader by Gene Conklin. And so, for tonight at least, we leave our hero and Oscar Harris closeted in Harris's office haggling over the details of Les Nelson's recording contract. As you might suspect, there are more adventures with Mr. Harris and the Victory Record Company. So be sure to tune in tomorrow night to hear more of this fabulous success story. This is John Wald saying good night.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.